it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And we are talking about why your doctor prescribes so friggin' much acetaminophen and Tylenol when it is so obviously dangerous. So here's the deal. We doctors are instructed to recommend Tylenol for babies, infants. We are recommended, and the Tylenol preparations for babies and children have a tenfold concentration difference. So if the mother gives the baby the proper volume amount for his weight of the wrong preparation, then she could overdose, even kill the baby. And so this happens actually quite a bit. And so babies are being poisoned by Tylenol because of this little glitch in terms of maternal use. Now, even if the dosing is proper, again, you still have a medication that blocks the liver in an infant whose liver is not that well developed. So we have doctors recommending it for infants as a safe alternative to aspirin, because they know aspirin kills the babies. Then in young adulthood, we are told, doctors, to use Tylenol instead of Motrin, Nupran, ibuprofen, instead of the non-steroidals, because they cause bleeding. Then in pregnancy, we're told to recommend Tylenol because the woman in pregnancy is prone to bleeding. And so the medications that would ordinarily use for arthritis are not appropriate. So Tylenol instead is recommended, which of course gives her some fetal deformities, but what the heck. Then we're told for the 44 age group to use Tylenol instead of narcotics, because narcotics are addictive. Hence, we see the heroin overdose epidemic. Then we're told to use Tylenol instead of non-steroidals. So Tylenol are the answers to non-steroidals, of which aspirin is a member, the alternative to narcotics, and we have all these issues that show up when Tylenol is used. And then you have the increased confusion of Tylenol being a silent ingredient in many cold preparations, creating another source of overdose. So what's a person to do? In each and every case, you have to understand what is causing the pain that this person is experiencing. Without fail, the pain is caused by lack of water, improper diet, and not enough bowel movements. So very quickly, on the spot, immediately, you can solve the water issue and the lack of bowel movement issue. In other words, you can always give someone a glass of water to drink, and you can always stop everything and do an enema. And then there's Vitality Capsules, available at vitalitycapsules.com, which can keep the bowels going at least three poops a day, and that will dissipate the pain. Now, I've actually had this experience, even with people who suffer from, you know, serious illnesses, like back pain or sciatica or cancer pain. The pain is greatly eased by drinking more water and having more bowel movements. And this is something doctors are absolutely not taught about and not even told. We doctors are trained that one bowel movement a week is just fine, and certainly no more than one a day, by golly. So the solution to pain is actually quite simple, 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 simple. And so those are two steps you can take to at least get rid of the immediate need for pain medicine. For chronic pain, you need a serious dietary change. So if you have chronic pain, then you are eating something every single day, that's actually causing you pain. And this is something that doctors are trained to ignore. So we doctors are not, we're instructed not to give any nutritional advice. There's nutritionists for that. Or we are instructed that the American diet is the best in the world because, you know, it's a first world country. There's so many like great whiz bang foods and products available. And so doctors are trained not to identify pain-causing foods and instruct people to stop eating those pain-causing foods. So pain-causing foods are very obvious and straightforward, like white flour, sugar, cookies, cakes, breads, anything with gluten. A lot of times meats can make pain worse, especially lean meats, which is what people nowadays are leaning towards eating. So, and beverages. Of course, alcohol causes pain, but any non-water beverage is suspect. So these are the things that people can do to relieve their pain. And these things work much better than the pain medicine, I'll put it to you that way. All right, so that's what you do instead of pain medicine. Because acetaminophen problem is not really an acetaminophen problem. That's not the problem. We doctors are trained that acetaminophen is the answer to use instead of aspirin, non-steroidals, and narcotics. But then take one step back, why does a person even need that stuff? So the real problem, again, is dehydration, malnutrition, and constipation. Simple. And generally, if you address those three factors, you won't need any pain medicine. I personally have not taken any pain medicine. How old is my last kid? At least 27 years. That's the story. It's over the counter. It's everywhere. And there's so many over the counter medicines that are dangerous. I personally just don't use any of them. That's pretty much the way I go about it. But a lot of people, you know, they split hairs. Like, oh my God, this one's bad. Oh, but that one's good. Drugs are drugs. And that was one thing that when I was growing up in the ghetto, people said, hey, drugs are drugs. Yeah, man, you know, that heroin is bad, that cocaine is bad, man, stuff in the drugstore, man, it's just as bad. What they didn't know was that the stuff in the drugstore is actually worse. So, but the feeling was a drug is a drug, and you had to live life with absolutely no drugs of any kind. And so I think that actually is a pretty good way to go. All right, let's see here. We have questions. Let's see what I got. Marissa says, Dr. Jan is a blessing to us all. You're welcome, Marissa. It's good you. Give you some love here. Yay. Tafara says, what can you give children for fever and pain? A glass of water, activated charcoal, and castor oil. Boom. Fever and pain gone. Odette says, hello. Hello, Odette. Sarah says, how do you balance hormones with excess androgen like having PCOS just in general? So let's skip the whole question. How do you handle PCOS? Let's just cut to the chase. So people talk about balancing hormones, excess androgen, that's all, it's all crap, nonsense. Put it in the toilet, flush it. Point is your PCOS. And you have hormonal activity that's unwanted, let's put it that way. So the unwanted hormonal activity is basically, the source of it is the diet. So as a PCOS person, the simplest way to handle it would be to go vegan using unprocessed foods. That would be the simplest way to handle it. That would take care of their hormones. Lorenzo says, Dr. Daniels is raw and real. I guess so. Nicole says, and this is an excellent, excellent example. While my mother was in a nursing home, she was being given Tylenol as a daily routine along with other meds. I asked why, and they said because patients with dementia cannot tell them if they have pains, so it's just in case. I asked them to stop giving it to her. My mother purposely never took Tylenol because she knew about its liver toxicity. Exactly. Yeah. Maritza, this is outrageous and alarming. But Maritza, the simplest thing about it is it's so easy to take action and solve the problem. Just because your doctor has been lied to doesn't mean you have to accept the same lies. Okay, what would you recommend for someone who has been diagnosed with ALS? Depends on what stage they are at with their Lou Gehrig's disease, but definitely start with going to vitalitycapsules.com, downloading the Candida Cleaner Report, which is the report I wrote on proper use of turpentine. And I would start with that diet and start with turpentine. And then from there, probably a discovery session would definitely be useful. And story sessions are, that's an appointment with me at drjenniferdaniels.com. And just read what Carol says here. Carol says, just completed a discovery session with Dr. Daniels and finally feel that I'm on the right track. I now have a plan tailored to my specific needs to restore my energy and foggy brain. Very insightful and helpful knowledge and looking forward to applying it. Thank you, Dr. Daniels. So, a lot of people, you know, this is a radio show, right? People call it, so it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. And a lot of times, people will give me information that's, like, irrelevant and not give me information that is relevant. And so in a discovery session appointment, we have time to sort this out. And I have time. I can listen to you. Give me all the information you want. And then I also have an opportunity to ask you questions to get the information that I need to help you and to tailor a program to what your needs are. All right, Virginia says hello. Myra says, what's the topic today? The topic is over-the-counter medication that harms your health. And by the way, this is FDA approved. No, make no mistake about this. This is acetaminophen, Tylenol, Panadol. It is all approved by your government. These recommendations, which are so damaging and devastating, are made by your doctor who is licensed by the United States government. So it's really up to you to make the decisions for your health, because the decisions these other people have made for you, as you can see, are devastating. Marissa says, Tylenol is prescribed like it's candy. Absolutely. In fact, we doctors are advised to literally recommend Tylenol for anything and everything as if it's totally harmless. Okay. So Shamir says, am taking something turpentine for parasites. And so how long did it take? It's been 3 weeks. I cut sugar, dairy, and gluten. Shamir, what is it you're trying to address? Like, what symptoms? So that's really where the focus would go. In other words, your problem may or may not be caused by parasites. Kitty. April says, I bought turpentine for parasites, but I'm scared to try it. Have you tried it yet? So April, I do a turpentine presentation demonstration live on Facebook. Every Sunday is my turpentine bottle. And my white sugar. Encourage people to, you know, give it a try. Can damaged nerves be healed? Yes, they can. When I say you're screwed, what I'm talking about is who knows what the doctor cut. And, you know, it's a whole new ball game once you allow yourself to be chopped into pieces. And it can take a lot longer for the pieces to reconnect. So, it's, you know, I just have to shake my head and people submit to this kind of mutilation. So the change of her diet, there are a lot of causes for back pain. So the question is, did the back pain come before the surgery or after the surgery? If the back pain was there before the surgery and is persisting after the surgery, then the back pain, it has nothing to do with the surgery. So there's really not enough information in the details you've given me to give you a coherent type answer. So the probably discovery session at drjenniferdanos.com would make the most sense. So you can have the most common cause of back pain is constipation. So for that, Vitality Capsules, get the poop the crap out, and boom, sciatica gone. That's one cause. Another cause of back pain is malnutrition. That's a little more complicated cause. But the usual cause is not enough water and constipation. Solve those two, boom, back pain gone. And if it's not, then you need to, I would recommend a discovery session to sort out exactly what's causing it. So a person who just had a stroke to regain movement, let's say just had a stroke like less than a week ago, thinking hopefully. Milk thistle and lots of water and lots of bowel movements. And also some vitamin C would help, like a teaspoon a day of vitamin C. What that's going to do is improve the circulation to their brain so that they can restore their use. So April says, I've heard food is life, so if she's changed her diet and eating a more alkaline diet, anything can be healed. Maybe, maybe not, but that's a good start. I wonder what kind of brains they put in cans. I would not buy brain in cans. If you're resourceful enough, you can find frozen brains. And what I would do is just go to Amazon and order it from Farmland. Yeah, Farmland's best. They'll ship frozen pig brains to your door. Kitty says, I was terrified the first time I took turpentine, but honestly, it's the best thing ever. Maritza says, no pain medicine, 27 years, impressive. Yeah, I just say 27 years because my youngest one is 27 years old, but it's actually longer than that. That I haven't taken pain medicine. I'm trying to remember the last time I took pain medicine. Now that would be about it, 27 years. Okay, what do we got? Okay, we have some calls. Let's see. Shamir in New York. Shamir, what is your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much for your advice. I just want to elaborate on my question on Facebook. So I've been taking turpentine for parasites, you know, relatively healthy diet for a long time, but I think these parasites started when I was younger. I had a little sugar addiction as a child, and then it ended, and I was more savory and into bread, but I really have a clean diet, but I just continuously see, you know, a visual representation of what the parasite. So I just, you know, it's been 3 weeks. I do it 4 days every week. It's been 3 weeks strong, and I just don't see a, you know, decline. So
okay, wondering. We're going to commercial, so we'll answer it when we come back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we have a question from Shamir about parasites and seeing parasites come out. All right, so Shamir, being parasite-free is not the goal. Everyone has parasites. The goal is to be symptom-free. So the question is, what symptom are you attempting to address? So if you feel fine, then let the parasites be. There's nothing to do. Mm-hmm. All right, okay. We have B. Yeah. Yeah, if you're feeling fine, then that's it. Parasites coming out, not a problem. Many people don't realize that we are human beings, which we're really one big parasite house. And being in good health just means you have the correct parasites mix in your body. Mm-hmm. So the idea of getting rid of all of your parasites is actually unhealthy. You just want to get rid of your parasites if they're giving you a problem. If they're not giving you a problem, then guess what? Let them be. They are part of the program. All right, we have B in Tennessee. B, how you doing?
Dr. Daniel.
Hi, B, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay, all right. So my question is, I'm following your Candida protocol. I just started a couple of days ago, and then I ordered some Shilajit. But I notice you have the soaking of flaxseed oil, and I'm sorry, flaxseed, and then drinking the water and also the Shilajit. I was wondering, are they both minerals? Do I need to do both of them, or is it just one?
The flaxseed is omega-3, and the Shilajit is minerals. They're two unrelated nutrients.
Okay. And one more question. I have fibroids, and I've been being pressured to get a hysterectomy because I hemorrhage so much every month when I have my cycle. And that's why I've started this Candida, because they give me until the end of June to make my mind up, because it's getting really bad. My blood count is dropping.
What's your blood count? Bleeding.
Pardon?
What is your blood count?
They told me it's like a 7-point something.
Yeah, that's on the low side. So you probably want to do a little more than that. But first of all, the diet and the Candida protocol definitely would help. The other thing you want to do is you've got to really aggressively increase your bowel movements and your cleansing. Your body is having heavy periods in order to cleanse itself because you're not getting enough toxins out through other channels. So once you get that, then you can understand that what you really have to do is poop a lot more, drink a lot more water, definitely change your diet because you're putting less toxins in, and give your body another avenue of cleansing. That's key. The other thing you got to do is you got to get that hemoglobin up. Eat a lot of beets. Are you eating beets? B-E-E-T-S?
Yeah, I'm eating. I have a juicer, so I'm making beets and spinach juice. But the thing is, it was a point where my blood did come up, but it seems like the more my blood come up, the more I bleed. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm building my blood up just to bleed it out.
You got to clean out the other end so your body bleeds less.
Okay.
So you've got to get the toxins out. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm doing the protocol. I hope everything goes well. Thank you so much.
Perfect.
Have a wonderful evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Thought I heard the music. Nope, we don't hear the music. All right, we have Teresa in Connecticut. Teresa, how you doing? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Teresa. What's your question?
Oh, hi. Something happened to the phone. I wanted to know when you do the turpentine, I know you got to have the 3 bowel movements a day, but do you have to do the same thing if you rub it on your body?
That's a good question. You know, like, so I'll repeat it for the audience that can't hear. The question is, I'm going to repeat the question because other people can't hear. So if you repeat the question, it's not helpful. So just pause for a moment here. Let me repeat the question. So the question is, the person knows you have to have poop 3 times a day in order before you ingest turpentine. Do you have to poop 3 times a day before you put it on? The answer is probably yes. So what will happen is people are not pooping 3 times a day, and they will put turpentine on their body. They will find the first time they put it on is like, oh, wow, that's great relief. And then it will stop working. The reason it will stop working is because your body does not have a place to put the toxins that were causing the pain. So basically, the immune system said, oh, yeah, okay, turpentine, we'll move the toxins away. And there's, oops, no place to put it. And then it puts it right back in that spot. So what I tell people is, it's better just to have the 3 bowel movements a day and then start the topical use. Because you can start topical use earlier, but you're going to get really temporarily, and then it's just like taking a drug where it's not really going to be working because the real problem, which is your body needs a place to put the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And what about if you have a cold sore or fever blister? Can you put that turpentine on that?
Again, same thing. You got a recurrence issue.
Okay.
All right, we're going to commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. We have who? Michelle. Michelle in Virginia. Hi, Michelle.
Daniels, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hello.
What is your one question?
My question is heavy metal testing. Is there a specific test that you know of that I could ask my doctor for, or maybe a holistic doctor to do?
So why do you want heavy metal
one by name? Well, it seems like everybody's talking about heavy metals in the blood and heavy metal overload, and I'm very sluggish. I had gone through 9 years of body pain. I knocked that out when I changed my diet, but I still cannot lose this weight. I've gone vegan. I do coffee enemas. I know I don't get enough sleep, and I know I don't drink enough water, but I don't know what else to do. I work out 4 to 5 days a week, and I cannot figure out what I'm not doing.
Okay, so as far as heavy metals testing goes, that is not a reasonable investment of your money. If you think you have heavy metals, then get Shilajit, S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. What that does is it provides trace minerals to your body and bumps any heavy metals you have off the receptor sites and gives you the trace minerals that you need. Then you want to use Vitality Capsules to get your 3 poops a day. And between the two, it will remove the heavy metals from your body, skip the testing step, which is pretty pricey.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, that takes care of the online questions. Shanita says, I'm trying to lose weight, so I need to kill off those candida overgrowth and worms out of me to stop craving and insomnia. So, Shanita, poop 3 times a day, start right there, and you will be surprised. So Dr. CB was a pescatarian, not a vegan. Okay, good to know. Okay, Sabrina, finally made it to a live stream. Okay, welcome, Sabrina. Why is it so hard to find an Emma bag kit? Drugstores seem to just sell a one-time use with its own solution. Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of things are marketing, and what can you sell and what can you make money at? And, you know, it's like nobody asked you what you wanted. It's just what's there. So here's a link to my favorite Enema kit. Of course, it's at Amazon, but you don't have to buy it from there. Whoa. Yeah, this is my favorite. This is the Aussie, I guess that means Australia, kit. It's not any more expensive than any other kit, but far superior. It has many design advantages. Oops. All right, so those of you who are on Facebook, there you go, you got the link. Different time does not expire, hope. So Tammy says, I'm so grateful for people like you and your convictions, beliefs, and dedication and hard work. Thank you, Tammy. Convictions born of experience. I'm telling you, if I hadn't gone to medical school, I wouldn't believe it. It's just too far out. Okay. Muscle knots. So Terry says, what do you recommend for someone who gets muscle knots in the butt area? Teaspoon of salt and 1 cup of water down the hatch. Usually when you have knots, it's an electrolyte issue. Cedric says, hey, Doc, where's the bananas? I had to give them away. They're ripening so quick. I didn't even have time to make banana bread. I just had to give them away. So I gave them away. So here, you get a whole big, you know, bananas grow on a tree. There's tons of them, like 50 to 100 bananas. And so once they get ripe, boom, all at once, you have to make sure you have enough friends to share them with. Albert says, yes, when I apply turpentine, pain is gone pretty fast, but then it moves somewhere else in the body. Exactly, Albert. So you are behind on your poops. So you have to give your body a way to remove the stuff from your system that's causing your pain. EO, what's EO? EO. Oh, essential oil. Okay. So Tara says, I've used essential oil 100% pine needles. So turpentine does not come from pine needles. So this oil you're using is not turpentine. It is essential oil, but it's not turpentine. Turpentine is made from the sap, not from the pine needles. Difference. Also, it's not made from the wood chips. So you'll have some stuff labeled turpentine is from the wood chips. Turpentine is made from the oil. So that's very important. I'm from the sack, rather. So JT says, is there a good way to tighten loose skin and stomach after weight loss? Your problem is you lost weight the wrong way. So you might have lost weight either on a keto diet, or you might have lost weight using protein powders. Either one of those methods of weight loss causes extreme skin sagging, which is really a pain. So the best way is to go back and reverse what you did. In other words, you need a diet pretty high in bacon, eat the fat. And this is a case definitely where the flax seeds, quarter cup in one cup of water, soak overnight, drink the whole bottle of it, everything. Don't chew the seeds and don't strain it. Just as is, stir it down the hatch. That will help the skin tighten up. Francis, what can you give children for constipation? Castor oil! Castor oil! Be a real parent. Let the kid know it's for his own good. All right. I'm Anthony in California. Hi, Anthony. What is your one question? You still there, Anthony? All right, Anthony. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, what is your one question?
Oh, I was calling regarding a friend of mine who's been suffering from MS for quite a while, and I wanted your recommendation.
Multiple sclerosis. So a friend is suffering from multiple sclerosis for quite a while. So we don't have your friend on the line, so we can just deduce a lack of motivation here. But I would start very simply with Vitality Capsules Extra Strength. So Vitality Capsules Extra Strength has been a phenomenal help to people with multiple sclerosis, depending on the severity. So if the person just has a little bit of walking problem, then usually the Extra Strength Vitality Capsules take care of it very nicely. So I would just go for that to start.
Okay. And the then after that, perhaps the turpentine protocol?
People do really well. I would just start with that. That might be all they need. When I was in medical practice, people would just take the Vitality Capsules and boom, their walking would straighten up. They could go up and down stairs, carry laundry, you know. You could go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the protocol, and have the person, you know, follow that diet and clean up the chemicals from their diet. But it seems the Vitality Capsules go a long way.
So what's the cause? What causes MS, in your opinion?
The usual, parasites and toxins and a bad diet, basically. That's pretty much the science.
Okay.
Yeah. He did it to himself, so there you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell him that.
No.
Okay,
great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Kristen says, can a pregnant woman do reflexology? I don't think so, unless she's ready to go into labor. Okay. So Tafara wants to know, do I need to get castor oil from a Whole Foods store or Walmart? Does not matter, but you do need to read the label. If it says it has hexane in it, bad. So you want to use castor oil that has no hexane. And it will say so on the label. It will either say hexane-free, which means no hexane, or it will say it has hexane. And the stuff in the regular drugstore usually has hexane. And hexane causes cancer, so you don't want to take castor oil that has hexane, because why give yourself cancer, right? Yeah, skip it. So Nicole says, what causes fungus spots on the skin? And the answer is your diet. Sarah says, watch for kidney stones if you're taking too much vitamin C. Again, when you have constipation, especially in a child, I wouldn't give vitamin C for that. That kid needs more water. That kid needs to get out and play more. And so to short-circuit those two deficiencies with vitamin C, I don't think is reasonable. So Dimitri, we answered your stroke recovery question.
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, this is Dimitra. Dr. Daniels, sorry, I thought you were answering my Facebook question, but it's the same thing. My brother-in-law recently had a stroke. He's in his late 50s.
So that question was answered online. You didn't hear the answer?
Or no, I'm sorry, I didn't. I
he
can go back
drink
and listen.
More, yeah, drink more. Be sure to take milk thistle. That's a really important herb. His problem is he's not getting enough circulation of blood to his brain, and the blood that is getting there is filthy. And so that the milk thistle helps the liver clean the blood better.
Okay, how much milk thistle?
1 teaspoon to a tablespoon a day. Buy your own seeds and grind them.
Okay, and one last question. What kind of faux tea do you recommend? Which brand? I've been taking it for 7 weeks, but it's been giving me headaches. I have the powder.
Yeah, I don't recommend faux tea at all, really, because it takes so many weeks to work and you have to take so much of it. And if you're getting a headache from it, that means that your water intake is not sufficient to your faux tea powder dose. So you need to cut back your dose, increase your water, and then kind of work from there. But faux tea does work, but the problem is it takes so much of it and for so long. It takes at least 6 weeks before you even see anything at all. Usually, they even say 12 to 16 weeks. That's a pretty heavy lead time. And if you stop using it, your hair goes back to gray.
So reduce it and just take more water?
Correct. That would be the thing to do for now.
Thank you, Dr. Daniels. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Dr. Daniels, is all the animal organs the same like cow, pig, goat, lamb? No. So if you don't eat pig, the substitute would be cow, not goat or lamb. Marissa says, you should have frozen the bananas, Dr. Daniels. I'm laughing because I have a yard full of banana trees. At least I have at least 10 bunches of bananas in the yard. I started freezing bananas. Oh, my God. I did do this when I first came here. I started freezing bananas. I had a freezer full of frozen bananas. So now I just pick the bananas from my yard and give away the extras to my friends and just pick another bunch of bananas. So bananas are absolutely free, like no cost. But once I start freezing them, then I'm paying the electricity for the for keeping them frozen, I'm paying the space in the freezer. So I create a cost where before there was none. So all of my bananas are free because they just come from the yard. But yes, I went through that phase of freezing my bananas. And I'm like, no. Because they taste so much better when they're not frozen and when they're fresh and ripe. Okay, thanks, Ellie. April says, hey, castor oil, it's so gross, but it does the job. Exactly. So that's why there's vitality capsules. I could not talk people into castor oil. I was so excited. I was so enthusiastic. I said, yeah, take castor oil, a quarter cup, an eighth of a cup, lots of water, yeah. My patient said, doctor, I'm not taking castor oil. I said, oh. And my patients told me, you come up with a capsule that will make me poop. I'll take it. I said, oh, okay. But yeah, the castor oil resistance was just overwhelming. And so I had that contentious conversation like one time too many. And then I said, okay, I'm going to get to work and think of a way for people to poop. So there's castor oils, not castor oil, but vitality capsules. You can get them at vitalitycapsules.com. All right, we have only 10 minutes left. Dr. Daniels, is there such a thing as vitamin C can be harmful? Yes, if you take more than the recommended dose. I don't know what the recommended dose is, but you take enough vitamin C to where your stools become soft, almost runny, and then that's it, you're done. That's the maximum dose of vitamin C that you can take. So that's the vitamin C story. What is in the middle of moving? So I just want to make sure. Okay. Yeah, so Tammy, yes, you can make an appointment and you can just go over to drjenniferdaniels.org or drjenniferdaniels.com. All right, we're going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to Daniels. We are answering questions. Let's see, where are we? Marissa says, I'm moving in with you, Dr. Daniels. I love bananas. Let me tell you, when I came down here, I loved bananas too. But now, I'm okay. I can go weeks without eating bananas because, my gosh, there are just so many. Shamir says, Vitality capsules and turpentine healed my mother's malaria. She lives in Africa. And now they're helping with her arthritis. The pills and protocol are magic. Thank you, Shamir, for sharing that with us. Yes, a lot of these afflictions that they tell us about, you know, it's like, oh, go get tested. Oh, go get tested. Mm-mm, don't need to get tested, because the solution is all the same. It's to remove the toxins and waste from the system. So when I was in medical school, this infection, that infection, do this test, do the other test. And then when I was in medical practice and people would come to me, they failed all antibiotics, they failed steroids, everything, nothing was working. And I'd say, you know what, let's try some whooping moor and some vitality capsule, a little bit of turpentine here. Boom, they turned around and they're like, oh my God, all of that testing was a scam. Oh no. Yes. So now people are just, well, Dr. Daniels, don't you want a test? Should I get this test? Should I get that test? I'm like, calm down. No, we're not going to be getting any testing. And Cedric says, I gave my dog some bacon, and now she won't eat her regular dog food. She waits till I add lard or bacon to it. Yeah, your dog knows what's healthy. All right, we are not going to be able to answer the rest of our phone questions because we only have 3 minutes left. So this is a radio show. We're not able to answer all questions and often can't go into the kind of depth that I would like to go into. That's why we have appointments. And the appointments are at drjenniferdaniels.com or drjenniferdaniels.org. You can try either one of those two sites. Okay. Is turpentine suited for over 75-year-olds? Yes, but do follow the protocol. If I live in the Pacific Northwest, should I avoid bananas? Absolutely. If it doesn't grow where you live, you shouldn't be eating it. Yep, that's right. So Ronald says, I've used vitamin C crystals, and they've done wonders for my body. Wonderful. April says, thank you for making a way for us to poop. Sarah says, thank you, vitamin C. And we are done. We will see you again next week. As always, think happens.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.